This is VOA News via remote. I'm Kalka. Anti-coup protesters in Myanmar packed the streets and sidewalks of Yangon on Monday. With fists raised in the air, protesters gathered in Myanmar's biggest city despite the ruling junta's thinly veiled threat to use lethal force if people answered a call for a general strike. Protesters opposed the military takeover 3 weeks ago. More than 1,000 protesters gathered near the U.S. Embassy in Yangon, despite barriers blocking the way. However, they left to avoid a confrontation after 20 military trucks with riot police arrived nearby. The demonstrations continued in other parts of the city, including next to Sule Pagoda, a traditional gathering point. Merrick Garland, who is U.S. President Joe Biden's nominee for Attorney General, vowed to prioritize civil rights, combat extremist attacks, and ensure the Justice Department remains politically independent. He said he is committed to providing equal justice to all Americans.
That mission, on the website of the department's Civil Rights Division, remains urgent because we do not yet have equal justice.
Garland appeared Monday before the Senate Judiciary Committee and faced questions about the investigation of Biden's son, Hunter, as well as the fallout from the U.S. Capitol riot. He focused in his prepared remarks on prioritizing policing and civil rights to combat racial discrimination. Italy's ambassador to the Democratic Republic of Congo was killed in an ambush in eastern Congo Monday. The Italian Foreign Ministry released a brief statement saying Luca Antanasio was killed near the city of Goma while traveling in a convoy of the United Nations Stabilization Mission. This is VOA News. Don't be selfish. That's pretty much what the head of the World Health Organization is telling rich countries that are buying billions of COVID-19 vaccine doses. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Here's the problem, according to WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. Rich countries have snapped up several billion vaccine doses, while some countries in the developing world have little or none. Some wealthy nations are giving financial support to the WHO to pay for vaccines for poorer countries. But Tedros points out, even if you have the money, you can't buy the vaccine if there's none left. Tedros says he knows world leaders are under pressure from their citizens. Tell them, he says, the best way to protect you is not only to vaccinate you, but vaccinate the rest of the world. Share the vaccine, he said. I'm Rita Foley.
The U.S. stands at the brink of 500,000 deaths from the coronavirus Monday. The numbers are according to the Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. A year into the pandemic, America's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, calls the looming milestone horrible and historic. The first known deaths from the virus in the U.S. were in early February 2020 in the western state of California. The death toll reached 400,000 on January 19th. Scotland's COVID-19 vaccination program has led to a sharp drop in hospitalizations. That's according to researchers on Monday. The development boosting hopes that the shots will work as well in the real world as they have in carefully controlled studies. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine reduced hospital admissions by up to 85%. 4 weeks after people received their first dose. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to prevent the turnover of former President Trump's tax records to a New York prosecutor. AP correspondent Mike Hempton reports.
Donald Trump's tax records are not supposed to become public as part of the prosecutor's criminal investigation, and he has long sought to keep them shielded from view. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance has been seeking Trump's tax records since 2019 as part of an investigation. Trump sued to block their release, but Vance's office has said it would be free to enforce the subpoena and obtain the records should the Supreme Court decline to get involved. Trump has called the investigation the greatest witch hunt in history. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.